950 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not on the air last night. It has been preempted indefinitely, according to ABC. The move after comments Kimmel made regarding Charlie Kirk's death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. The move condemned by entertainment unions. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. President Trump continuing his UK trip. There was a state dinner last night. Today he's sitting down with Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the recent tariffs and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Israeli occupation of Gaza continuing, with doctors continuing to sound the alarm. Dr. Michael Falk has worked in war zones in Iraq and Ukraine, but says Gaza's the worst he's seen.
As soon as the winter starts to set in and the water starts running freely, you're going to see a lot more communicable diseases. Especially things like diarrhea, waterborne illnesses like diarrhea.
Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine advisory panel convening today. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. A motorcycle crash near Platteville resulted in injuries Monday night. At approximately 6:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a motorcycle crash with injuries on Town Hall Road in Lima Township. Platteville's Fire Department and Southwest Health EMS were dispatched to the scene, along with a deputy from the Sheriff's Office and a Wisconsin state trooper. When officers arrived, they learned Christopher Bartles, 69, of rural Platteville, was northbound on County Highway D on his motorcycle. Bartles turned east onto Town Hall Road, where he lost control of the motorcycle while negotiating the turn. As a result, the motorcycle slid onto its side and crashed into the surface of the roadway. A passerby who came upon the crash initially found Bartles unresponsive lying next to his motorcycle in the grass and reported he was not wearing a helmet. Bartles ended up regaining consciousness and was able to speak to emergency personnel. Bartles was transported by MedFlight to UW Hospital for treatment of his injuries. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order requiring health insurance companies to continue covering the COVID-19 vaccine. The executive order was issued in response to eligibility changes from federal health agencies, with the FDA recommending the COVID vaccine only be covered for people over the age of 65 or with certain medical conditions. The executive order signed by Governor Evers calls on state health agencies to maintain vaccine access and requires them to respond publicly to further changes in federal vaccine policy.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this. You guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt Mayer on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, light winds at lower 60s for the overnight. On Thursday, a partly sunny sky. Could see a stray shower or two. A little patchy fog to start your day as well. Highs in the mid-80s. Storm chances Thursday night and lower 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, Tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, September 18th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to welcome you here, having you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or by podcast, social media, I appreciate you getting your day going right here. And I've got a question for you. Did you ever think we'd be defending Jimmy Kimmel as part of an American crisis over the First Amendment? I mean, sure, Stephen Colbert, that makes sense. But Jimmy Kimmel, who's not a bad guy at all, it's just that he would have been third on my list of late night comics to watch. And yet here we are, making clear that ABC capitulating to Donald Trump by pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Well, that's just something that autocrats do and the corporations that surrender to them. And again, we have seen this in other countries where media outlets aren't necessarily part of the ruling regime, but they are so afraid of it that they will do whatever it wants, which may as well be state-run media. And again, this isn't about a joke that Jimmy Kimmel told. If you're not familiar with it, Jimmy Kimmel did say something about the person who shot and murdered Charlie Kirk last week and, you know, made clear that the entire Trump MAGA movement was racing to conclusions about the shooter. And Jimmy Kimmel pointed that out. And the hue and cry that followed is the same hue and cry that has followed over every criticism or every factual post that's been made about Charlie Kirk. It's been weaponized by the far right. People have been fired. Shows have been canceled. Groups and cities are threatened with being defunded. That's not democracy. That's autocracy. We currently don't have an ironclad First Amendment in this country. Now, Jimmy Kimmel, that was not a First Amendment case. All right. The First Amendment protects you from government infringing on your rights. You can still face consequences for what you're going to say, but you would be less likely to face those consequences if it didn't feel like the government was going to work to infringe on your First Amendment freedoms. The kind of thing, you know, Derek Van Orden is doing right now. Derek Van Orden had quite the interview with an Eau Claire TV station yesterday, and we're going to play some of that back in just a little bit. So having set that up for you, let me tell you what else is coming up. We will be talking to political strategist Joe Zepecki about the dangerous political climate the far right has brought our nation to the precipice of. We've also been brought to the precipice of stagflation, and Sean O'Malley will give us the latest update on the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates, not so much because of the pressure from Donald Trump, but because Donald Trump has taken the best economy in the world and, again, brought us to the point where we have inflation and soft employment. in the country. Probably the worst place you want to be if you're wanting to fix the American economy. And yet here we are. We also have a faction in this country that is decidedly anti-science, anti-vaccines, of all things. We'll meet with pediatrician Dr. Kelly Snooks, who has a new video series, Raising Wisconsin, on Up North News social media sites. Her latest report explains what vaccines actually do inside your body. We will hear from Senator Tammy Baldwin, who was part of a hearing yesterday with the now former director of the Centers for Disease Control, about the political pressure brought on her to say things that were not backed up by science and facts. And when that wasn't the case, when she wasn't willing to do that, Robert Kennedy Jr. Told her, get out, that he needs toadies there running the CDC. And Senator Tammy Baldwin was part of the questioning in yesterday's hearing. We're going to visit as well in our 7 o'clock hour with a candidate for legislature, former Racine City Council member Trevor Young, who recently announced that he's running for a state Senate seat that's been held by a Republican for most of the past 14 years. We'll have Sherita Booker telling us very shortly here about some weekend events you can hit around Wisconsin. Chad Holmes will talk to us about stories he's following for civic media in the Wausau area. Now, if you can't stick around for the full show, have we got a deal for you? Take us along on the civic media app. You can play it off your phone. You can play it through Bluetooth on a wireless speaker. You can play it through Bluetooth in your car and have us wherever you're going. Also, get us on Spotify and have that show handy. You can listen on demand anytime you like at a Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's look at Brittany Merlot's state forecast for today. It is a simple one, cooler and getting wetter just in time for the weekend. For today, cloudy and spotty showers. Highs today, a big range, upper 60s up north to mid 80s down south, and then a light easterly breeze. For tonight, on and off rain and thunder. Lows tonight in the mid-50s up north, 60s south. And again, a light easterly breeze. Again, Sherita Booker will tell us about some fun events that you can hit this weekend as we come ever so close to the weekend. We're one day close. We're almost, Parker Olson, who produces the show, we're one day close. We're almost there.
Almost there.
Has this week not just dragged along?
Oh, it's about to get a lot longer for me because I have a lot of stuff to do today. So
see, no rest for the weary.
Yeah,
that's exactly where we are. But there's just no other. The only way through is forward, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Unless you're going to take a sick day or a vacation day, and you know what, those just aren't allowed with this. I got a to-do list so long.
Exactly. That's the thing. It compounds. You can't. Yeah.
I can't die because there's just all this stuff that's got to get done over here.
This?
You know? Yeah. Who else? You know what? We can all.
That means you're irreplaceable, Pat.
I was going to say we can all be replaced. Let's stop kidding ourselves here. No, it reminds me of some advice that I've given some friends who, as we've been talking about retirement, yeah, it's time for the old age chatter part of it. And some people saying, oh, I could never retire. I have so much to do. And I'm like, no. There will always be somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
I know you want to do it, but you know, you've either left jobs in the past or, you know, you've changed cities or, you know, whatever the case may be. People have left jobs, even with the longest to-do list, and somebody else just comes in and does it. So,
that's the thing. If you're not there, then they're going to have to find someone else to do it. Don't worry about it. It's not on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, do the best you can while you're doing it. Just don't feel like, you know, you're tied to it for 24/7 the rest of your life. I mean, life is too short for that. If we're learning anything about the world out there, it's you got to go out and enjoy things for yourself now and then. You know, with that, I'm going to put these headphones down and I'm going to go to the beach. I'll see you later.
Yeah, that's Oh. Get on that pontoon boat.
I'm heading to the airport, pal.
Back to the Caribbean now.
Yes. All right. Well, before I talk myself into doing that, let's turn over to sports. Brandon Woodruff. He looked good last night. Pitched 5 solid innings. Mm-hmm. Let's see. He gave up only 2 hits and only 1 run, 9 strikeouts. He was a strikeout machine last night. It was fun to watch him.
He's Brandon Woodruff might be one of my favorite pitchers to watch just because he doesn't just throw the ball. He like pitches. He knows where to locate stuff. His sequencing is really good. I think he's a really fun watch.
He really is. And then, of course, it helps when you get some help from the offense. Sal Frelick did that with a three-run homer. Blake Perkins tied a career high with five RBIs to lead the Brewers to a 9-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels on Wednesday night. The Angels, I mean, they were snake bit last night. Their starting pitcher, Jose Soriano, yeah. He was already kind of struggling anyway. And then Jake Bowers hits a line drive right off of his pitching arm.
Yeah.
It came off the bat at 107 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you're looking at that pitcher and you're like, you totally expect him to do the Rodney Dangerfield thing from Caddyshack. Like, oh, my arm, it's broken. and for his arm to actually like fall off, it hit his arm that hard. I can only imagine what that bruise is going to look like when he wakes up this morning.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I didn't realize I hit his arm. I thought I hit him like in the hip, which I think would hurt more.
If it hit you, it could have hit you right on the point of the elbow, but yeah. Thankfully, x-rays were negative, so nothing's broken. Good. But he's going to be bruised for a little bit, so he had to come out of the game in the second inning.
That
made it tough for the Angels.
It feels a little rare to me that you see a pitcher or any player really not try to argue their way back into a game. And He was like, glove off, hat off, nope, I'm done, go to the dugout.
Yep.
I'm out of here. Yeah. See you.
I do see that more often now where players know well enough, like, no, I'm not, don't do the rub some dirt on it. This is serious. Yeah. And they just go, nope, that's fine. So the series with the Angels will wrap up tonight. Again, it's three night games. And so Quinn Priester will start game three. Coverage will begin at 6:05 on several Civic Media radio stations. And then after tonight's game, they head right to St. Louis, no day off. And it's not a day game today, giving them time to travel. They just head right to St. Louis tonight for a three-game series that starts right away tomorrow. And then after those Friday, Saturday, Sunday games, they head right to San Diego for games on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then they finally come home for the final homestand of the season, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and you can win tickets to that tomorrow.
Yes,
because tomorrow is, Parker,
the final free ticket Friday.
Wow, that's just like we rehearsed it. That's awesome. Yes, free ticket Friday. One more time tomorrow. Your chance to get some seats at American Family Field for free. You are not going to be able to do that pretty much for the rest of this season and the postseason. So somebody's going to get free tickets to an upcoming Brewers game as part of Free Ticket Friday. If you are new to this, go get the Civic Media app. Get that on your phone. And tomorrow we will give you a keyword here and then other keywords throughout the day on different shows. And then you use the text feature on the Civic Media app and text us the keyword, and you are part of a statewide entry. One lucky winner will be pulled to get tickets to a future Brewers game. But again, you can hear the Brewers on Civic Media coming up tonight. And then we've got the Packers, who are playing this coming Sunday at Cleveland at noon. And this is one of those games when it's early in the season, when it's fall and it might be beautiful out there, where, you know, the TV ratings could be way up there. Or if it's a gorgeous fall weekend, nothing for the TV people, because they're all listening on the radio. And we've got pregame coverage starting at 10 a.m. Sunday on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. So head over to Civic Media to learn more. And of course, you got the Badger football team. They open the Big Ten part of their schedule on Saturday, hosting Maryland, 11 a.m. kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame on several stations of the Civic Media radio network.
Oh, I'm worried.
What was that?
I'm worried.
Oh, you're worried about the Badgers?
Yeah.
Well, look, they won the first two games of the season, and you've made the bold prediction that they're going to win three. So all they got to do is win against Maryland this weekend, and then they can coast the rest of the way through, right? Doesn't it work like that? Maybe not exactly like that. All right, coming up in just a bit, we'll talk to Sherita Booker, social media manager here at Up North News, as we go through some of the big events of the weekend. We'll have today's history lesson and the unusual remarks. Well, they've become usual remarks for Congressman Derek Van Orden. Unusual if you're big on things like, you know, the First Amendment. From the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wasota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
from the center, WRCE. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in
chess.
Listen to you laugh.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm here with Sherita Booker. Sherita, welcome. No pressure, but boy, a lot of people are going to be paying attention to you this week.
Are they not?
Yeah, because here's the thing. We'd never been to the Eau Claire Fall Festival, and we went last weekend. Sherry wanted to go, and I said, where did this idea come from? We've never gone to that before. Well, Sherita made it sound fun. I'm like, Sherita hasn't been there. She's just telling you about it. She's like, Sherita makes everything sound fun. I want to go to all the stuff she talks about.
So pressure for this week,
you
then.
You now have a fan amongst the radio audience. I mean, I thought it would be the guy she was married to. It turns out to be you. So now no pressure. You really got to sell this. So we're going to start with a challenge. And I want you to sell us on the Viola Horse and Colt Show as we head to Viola, southeast of Viroqua, for whatever's happening there this weekend. It's all yours, Sherita.
And so it'll be Viola's 94th annual Horse and Colt Show. And it's a family tradition that's free for everyone. And this event will feature a horse show, a ranch rodeo, a horse pull, a tractor and truck pull, arts and crafts fair, and a carnival for the kids. And there will also be local food and live music. And admission for this event is free, like I said before. And if you want more information and some details, you can go to wp.horseandcultshow.com.
wp.horseandcultshow.com. And under the live entertainment for Friday night, they've got listed high mileage after the tractor pull. And then on Saturday night, I like this one, and I'm sure this guy's never heard it before, the Tim Daniels Band. I'm sure Charlie Daniels has a little brother or something, but the Tim Daniels Band following the conclusion of the tractor pull on Saturday. So that there's a parade and everything else. You've sold me on it, Sherita. I would go. This next one you don't have to sell me on. It involves bacon, and for it we have to go to River Falls.
Yep, and that kicks off The River Falls Bacon Fest kicks off tomorrow at Heritage Park and runs through Sunday. The event is free, and you'll find everything from sweet to savory bacon-inspired dishes, pig-themed contest, live music, a vendor fair, a beer garden, and family-friendly activities all weekend long. In the center of the fest is where you'll find the Bacon Central. They'll have bacon flights, and this year's flavor lineup is sweet and smoky, honey habanero, mindful ranch, and buffalo. And the weekend will wrap up with downtown car cruise from 11 to 4 p.m. on Main Street, and that will be filled with classic cars, hot rods, and custom rides. And for more information on that event, visit rfchamber.com/bacon-bash.
Again, that's the River Falls. That's where the RF comes from. rfchamber.com will get you there. And I'm sorry, a bacon flight. It's a bacon flight, people, with all those flavors that you just mentioned, which, by the way, I have to tell you about my college buddy, Kevin. He, when he was living in somewhere in Iowa, I want to say Ames, he helped organize a neighborhood thing where it wasn't just your regular neighborhood block party, street party thing. There was always, it was a bacon fest right there on the street, and everybody had to make some kind of a dish that involved bacon.
I love bacon, so I would love to live in that neighborhood.
How great an idea is that? So I don't believe that Kevin trademarked that, so y'all go right ahead and steal that and then get over to River Falls for the Bacon Bash. And we're going to conclude in Cedarburg, right, where they have more than their share of festivals, and I think the Wine and Harvest one might be the granddaddy of them.
Yep, and that one's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, and it's located in its historic downtown Cedarburg. There'll be plenty of award-winning wine from Cedar Creek Winery, and the festival include food stands and food trucks, and you can shop at the marketplace filled with locally produced items like honey, cookies, candles, soaps, and more. There will also be a family fall fest located at Cedar Creek Park that includes a live mermaid, a bubble artist, a bounce house, face painting, and bumper boats. There will also be a giant pumpkin charity regatta that will take place on Sunday, where racers paddle 700-pound pumpkins across Cedar Creek to raise money for local charities. And the annual grape stomp competition, where teams of four race against the clock to stomp as many grapes as they can, will be taking place both Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 3 p.m. The festival is free to attend, and for more information, visit cedarburgfestivals.org.
CedarburgFestivals.org. The paddling in giant pumpkins has me a little concerned, but I'm sure they haven't lost anybody yet to that. And of course, all of that is on top of a whole bunch of Oktoberfest celebrations. Of course, there's Oktoberfest here in Chippewa Falls Friday and Saturday, Waukesha, Manitowoc, Burlington, Stevens Point, Three Lakes all have Oktoberfest. And as we mentioned before, in Elkhart Lake, they have Elktoberfest. Very nice. I really like what they did there. There's the Waukesha Apple Harvest Festival, the Brentwood Chili Cook-Off, Bonduelle Founders Day, Fall-O-Rama in Waupaca, the Downtown Beloit Fall Festival, and we, Parker and I agreed this is our favorite one for this weekend, the Atomic Voodoo Rockabilly Meltdown in Edgerton on Saturday.
That's interesting.
That's a mouthful right there. TravelWisconsin.com will get you to all these things, especially the ones that Sherita Booker highlights for us every week at this time. Sherita, thank you as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pat.
All right. So getting back, Parker, to Oktoberfest, I know we can't get you up here. Have you polka danced at all? You ever do a polka or waltz?
I do not believe I have, no.
Okay. All right. Well, you could get your opportunity at any of these polka, you know, Oktoberfest things. The one in Chippewa Falls here that kicks off tomorrow. The bands there include the Rhythm Playboys, North of Dixie, the Mississippi Valley Dutchmen, Gary's Ridgeland Dutchmen, which I'm sure they're at every Oktoberfest, everywhere. The Hayes Boys Orchestra and the Bear Creek Band, all playing in Friday at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Then on Saturday, the Mike Schneider Band, Homegrown Tomatoes, the Copperbox Band, Six Figure Sunrise, Polka Riotti, and the Charlie Justman Band. All that coming up. Head over to Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest on the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Today's history lesson is on the way, including some premieres. WKRP, for example. What year did that premiere on CBS? The answer coming up next. You're up north.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Do you remember? One of the first executive orders put in place by President Donald Trump stopped about $19 billion of federal funding from flowing to USDA grant recipients. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. So where do those federal funds stand today? We'll find out.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Rachel Armstrong is the founder and executive director of a group called Farm Commons. They provide legal advice free of charge to farms, agribusinesses, community-supported agriculture, and groups like that. She said when the federal funding for a lot of those groups was frozen this spring, it turned into chaos.
Unprecedented. You know, and I felt like I wasn't going to use that word again after the pandemic. I felt like we unprecedented ourselves out. But oh my God, it happened again. Stuff that I never imagined, the kind of chaos that I did not know how to find myself around. It's like the pandemic all over again with unpredictability, volatility, crisis. Some of that has abated, I will say, but some of it has abated because there are definitely people that are giving up on the federal government and their role in agriculture.
Rachel Armstrong, she's the executive director and founder of Farm Commons. She says today they're estimating there's still about $2.6 billion of federal funds that are frozen and under review. She said they'll be updating their website and continuing to provide free services and webinars. You can find them at farmcommons.org.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
And four finalists have been announced for the 2025 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. They include Andy Benson from Barron County, Michael Berg, Lafayette County, Brassett Family Farms in Jefferson County, and Pat Michelle Socha in Marathon County. Find out details about them all at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, light winds and lower 60s for the overnight. On Thursday, a partly sunny sky. Could see a stray shower or two. A little patchy fog to start your day as well. Highs in the mid-80s. Storm chances Thursday night and lower 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class, so do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class, and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. WKRP.
Well, the answer to today's history trivia question is 1978. It was on September 18th, 1978, that WKRP in Cincinnati, a little TV series about a radio station switching formats from easy listening to rock, made its debut on CBS. Hilarity ensues.
I had no idea what that show was about. I just knew that it was like a radio station, and that's about it. The only thing I've ever known about that show is the turkey bombing.
Of course, yes. Yeah. No, there was so much. The entire premise of the show was that it was this struggling little station that was playing Beautiful Music was the format name at the time. We now call it Elevator Music. And that's, you know, where it was supposed to be. And this new program director comes in to shake things up, lets them play rock and roll to try to get up in the ratings. And then there's all kinds of hijinks.
I see. You know, Elevator Cap Times Idea Fest, they had excellent elevator music.
Did they now?
I got a Zomers, Dom and I can all attest. It was fantastic.
All right. We got to find that out. Roger puts on Facebook, the first song that Dr. Johnny Fever played on WKRP was Queen of the Forest by Ted Nugent. And it's a great scene where, Johnny is told that he can now start spinning rock and roll records. And so he takes the needle on the classical music record and just scratches it right across there, breaks the record in half, puts on the Ted Nugent record and lets it go. It is one of the better show beginnings to a series. If you ever want to establish the premise for something, that's where you go. So
okay.
WKRP.
I like it. Yep. Way to establish rock.
That's exactly it. Okay, let's see. So we're doing kind of this season of TV premieres, and it was on this day in 1965 that NBC premiered a new sitcom starring Barbara Eden as a genie and Larry Hagman as an astronaut who becomes her master. I Dream of Jeannie, again, that premiered 60 years ago today. Let's see, I had another one here. Yeah, The Addams Family premiered on this day in 1964 on CBS. Speaking of CBS, it before TV, it started as a radio network, and the radio network began on this day in 1927, heard on 18 stations originally, and then, of course, spreading across the country. The New York Times first published on this day in 1851. It was first called the New York Daily Times and then later changed its name to simply the New York Times. So back to I Dream of Jeannie, since we heard the theme there just now. Larry Hagman played an astronaut who I would assume was in the Air Force, since many of them were. And it's worth noting that the Air Force has a birthday today. On this day in 1947, the National Security Act takes effect. It was a post-war reorganization of the U.S. military that marked the beginning of the U.S. Air Force, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Council, and the U.S. Department of Defense, which is still its official name, despite whatever branding a warmongering president would want it to be. It is still the Defense Department. The number one song this week in 1961 was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin and sung by Bobby V.
Baby, please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her.
Again, that was 1961 that this was the number one song. Happy birthday to Frankie Avalon, who had a lot of hits back in that era. He is 85 years old today. It's a bit of a melancholy day for Cubs fans. Ryne Sandberg, who passed away in late July, he would have been 66 years old today. On a somewhat related note, the Ken Burns documentary miniseries Baseball premiered on PBS on this day in 1994 and would go on to win the Emmy for Outstanding Informational Series. Did you ever watch the Ken Burns baseball series?
No, I haven't. I'm interested, though.
It is, MLB Network runs it all the time in the off season.
Oh, sure.
And obviously, because it's historical, it's about baseball, it's still you know, stands the test of time. Obviously, you can watch it today and be just as impressed as 31 years ago when it came out. Highly recommend it.
So it's like original, like old baseball, or like
it is. It
what's
is
going
the,
on in the 70s?
Yeah, no, it is the history of the beginnings of baseball.
Oh, cool.
All the way through, you know, say the 70s or 80s. I forget where he stopped.
Sure,
but yeah, a very very outstanding series. On this day in 1987 was the release of the thriller Fatal Attraction, starring Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. Pet rabbits everywhere still shudder whenever that film gets mentioned. And I don't know that I can really spoil it for you, Parker, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about.
Okay, then.
People who have seen Fatal Attraction, and I mentioned bunny rabbits, they know exactly what happens to your pet rabbit when daddy has an affair. Anyway, happy birthday to... Yeah, I'm just going to leave you hanging there. You got to watch it. Joanne Catherall is 63 years old today. You don't know her name, but you know the group, the Human League. That would be Joanne Catherall, 63 today, formerly worked as a waitress in a cocktail bar, but now is living her life on her own, either with or without you. Aisha Tyler is 55 years old today. Jason Sudeikis is 50 today. The person that you may know from Saturday Night Live, or if you were fortunate enough to watch the show, Ted Lasso. I don't know if it's just that he's that good at playing the character, or Jason Sudeikis just wasn't that much of a household name. But I sometimes have to catch myself and go, now, wait a minute, who's the actor that played Ted Lasso? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live. But, I mean, he just so immerses himself into that character, you know?
Every clip I have ever seen of Ted Lasso has made me go, this is genuinely a guy who has zero idea what he's doing in football. Yes. Soccer,
it's so fun. Great premise for the series here. On this day in 1938, the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers 2-0.
Oh,
at that point in 1938, it was the fifth time an NFL game had ended 2-0, but it hasn't happened since.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a name for final scores in football games.
Scoragami.
Scoramucci?
Scoragami? Yeah.
Scoragami.
I'm a huge fan of Scoragami.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Tracks all the different ways that a football game could end, and every so often, a score combination comes up, and a football game has never ended in that score before.
I can't remember which team it is. I want to say it's North Texas, the college football team. In their, like, media guide on game day, they have a chart of Scoragami for their program. Specifically.
Yes.
I like it. I'm a nerd for that stuff.
I'm looking at the chart right now, and I'm trying to look for like one that you wouldn't expect. Here's one 32-15. Okay. So no football game has ever ended 32-15, and so when it does, people make a big deal about it, like Scoragami.
Woo!
Never happened. Man, we get excited about the little things, don't we?
We have to.
All right, let's get back to the music history, back to 2010 when Katy Perry had the number one hit. This was Katy Perry's third number one hit, again this day, 15 years ago. And finally for music, James Marsden. And I know what some of you are thinking, James Marsden singing? Yeah. I mean, before you saw him in Paradise, which is his the current series he's in, where he plays a president of the United States, and before X-Men and 27 Dresses, and somewhere around the time he was doing Party of Five, he was in the movie Hairspray, playing kind of a Dick Clark type guy leading their version of American Bandstand.
Hey there, teenage Baltimore! Don't change that channel, because it's time for the Corny Collins Show! Brought to you by Ultra Clutch Hairspray. Oh, every afternoon when the clock strikes four.
So there you go, James Marsden. He can sing.
Yeah, that's actually good.
That's from Hairspray, and Hairspray is a delightful movie.
I'd never seen the play.
Yeah.
But a really nice movie.
I should.
Queen Latifah is in it. Zac Efron. Just a really, really nice little weekend escape movie if you see it come up on TV. On the National Day calendar, this is International Equal Pay Day. This is Locate an Old Friend Day. Although I would remind you what I just said about Fatal Attraction. So be careful which old friends you look up, okay? This is also National Cheeseburger Day. And as a result, McDonald's has 50-cent cheeseburgers.
Oh.
But there's a catch. Aww. You got to order them through the app. And I like a lot of apps. I use a ton of apps.
Yeah.
I have just had the worst luck with the McDonald's app over the years.
Oh, really?
Where an order gets lost, or you think you have to put it in a second time, and then there's two orders waiting there for you. And I'm not a dumb guy. You know, I can work an app. So
we can clip that.
I saw the 50-cent burgers. I'm like, hey, that's through the app. No, that's okay. I'll pay full price. Thank you. There are also National Cheeseburger Day specials at Burger King, Dairy Queen, Applebee's, Red Robin, Sonic, and I'm sure more. All right, 6:46 the time right now. In entertainment news, let me get my RB11 oversized mug here. What do you got? What do you want to pitch us on today? What's today's big entertainment story?
Oh, God, do you want to hear about Kanye West? Do I want to? Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that we want to, but you know what? He's in the news right now because he has a documentary coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
Apparently, it is awful, as you may expect. One of the quotes reviewing it was, it's like watching a car wreck in slow motion for 2 hours.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
As you may expect for a Kanye West, anything.
So, did he take part in it?
Yeah.
Was he like a producer of it or something?
I don't entirely know. Apparently, most of it was shot on iPhone, which I don't entirely get.
Okay.
But yeah, it captures everything from like the last couple of years, everything from like his very not good politics to his apparent presidential run and just weird encounters with other celebrities. It seems like a weird thing that I don't think I want to spend my time on.
Yeah, the documentary is called In Whose Name. It was done by Nicholas Ballestero, who filmed Kanye West over 6 years.
Yeah, it's like 3,000 hours of footage.
Shouldn't we give him like a prize for that?
Just
for following Kanye around? I know there's a song or two I like.
Yeah.
I know that I watch TMZ enough to know that he is something. He's really something. And I can take that in small doses, but through 6 years of following him for a documentary, where are we going to see this thing? Is it? Oh, it's in theaters. It says here.
I didn't even actually look at that part because, frankly, I was so out on it that I didn't want to look.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it ends either right at or certainly just before last year when he released a song Kanye did called Heil Hitler. So again, it's a complex man, and I'll bet it's a complex documentary. And if you want to pay to see it in theaters, there'd be my guest.
There's an opportunity there for you.
Yeah. So there you go. Thanks for pitching today's entertainment story of the day. We will be talking to a candidate for state senate from the Racine area in our next hour, along with pediatrician Dr. Kelly Snooks about vaccines. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible.
Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Henricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
We welcome our good buddy Chris Gerber in the studio. It's not too early to start talking about his second annual Marcy's Strikeout Alzheimer's event, which will happen a little bit later on this year. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing real well.
Yeah. I was just talking about it live this morning on my Facebook page. I absolutely love radio. I did it for a while when I was younger and
got smart.
Got a lot smarter. You get a lot smarter doing radio, and I have a face for radio,
yes,
according to
too.
What my mom said. So, you know, I'm a good looking fella then.
Yes, you are. No, I mean, you got smart and you found another occupation.
I miss the radio sometimes. I envy you sometimes just because music is one of those things that changes people's attitude every day.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, Marcy's second annual. The first annual was held in November last year. We raised $5,133 in a one-day event at the Phoenix Center, and the Alzheimer's Association couldn't believe quite that we raised that much with just a bunch of bowlers in Richland Center, Wisconsin. But my second annual will be November 8th. So that's Saturday, November 8th of 2025. So it's coming up soon. We're just over a month out. So it's kind of wild to me that we're there. I'm still looking for some donations. If I don't, I don't. But I would like it if, you know, I don't like bothering all the businesses because they get hit so hard all year. Which reminds me, I want to congratulate you guys on a great Grace event this year. And that just kind of is where it all goes. You know, you look at our small town and what people do to step up and how they step up. It's quite amazing for the town we live in.
Yeah, it really is. Very, very fortunate that way. And as you say, you're kind of getting things in place. So you're looking for donations for the auction right now,
Chris?
Yeah,
silent auction, raffles, basket raffles. I've got started stuff in my basement already. this started right after November. I sat down and said, we're going to do a second annual, and we'll see where it goes from there. Do I see 19 annuals? I don't know. You know, like you guys do, it takes a lot of teamwork. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. You know, I'm blessed to have a lot of friends and that kind of stuff that just call me and say, hey, Chris, we're on board. My teams that were involved last year, locked in the same day. So I'm full as far as bowlers go. So the bowling entry fee all gets returned to the bowlers. So whatever they pay to bowl in the tournament, that money gets divided up in six places. So there's 12 teams bowling, but six of them are going to get some form of money, $1,000 to win, which to me brought a lot of people. And we'll go from there. But we raised $5,100 then by just people that were there, public that was there. And that's where my big push is this year is you don't have to be a bowler to come to this event. I would love you to come. I'll have Alzheimer's people there to talk about it, too. If you're having problems with or you're starting to guess, come down and talk. I have people there that will talk to you for the event. So it's also educational at the same time, and we're looking really forward to it.
Refresh our listeners' memories a little bit. Why you started this Marcy Strikeout event?
So Marcy is my mom. Everybody either knew her as Nana or Marcia, and she graduated here from high school, and we moved to Minnesota, and then we came back. So she was here. She was an avid bowler. She was avid with community. She liked to be out and about. And so I lost her August of 2024 to Alzheimer's. And it was by far the worst thing I've ever seen somebody go through. I have seen people go through cancer. I've seen people go through heart issues. This whole dementia Alzheimer's thing is by far, and I was her legal guardian, so it was even tougher there of trying to talk to help and then trying to get her diagnosed. That's the hard part, is getting people to test and get because they're not going to the doctor, and then if they hear the news. My mom was okay with the word Alzheimer's, but when she heard dementia, she immediately thought she was going to die. And it's just how that mind works. You never know. Anger, friendly. So we hit the anger spot at the end. We hit the I'm going to run from places. So there's not a lot of secure places around here in Richland Center either. So she ended up in Hudson. So I drove 2 to 3 times a week, or 2 to 3 times a month, to Hudson, Wisconsin, to visit her. And that visit could be 5 minutes. It could be an hour. When she said it's time to go, it was just time to go. There was no, mom, I want to say, no, it was, you need to go. So I would just go. So I could be there 10 minutes. I'd drive 6 hours for 10 minutes. So that's where we started it. And I want to find a cure. There is so many more people that have come forward now with, as you can tell by the stat sheets that I gave you that we'll go over too, just the amount of people that are getting diagnosed and living with it. But then also, I was considered an unpaid caregiver. I did not collect money for it. I didn't do any of that. And that amount is gaining big time anymore because of the cost. I mean, my mom's facility was $9,000 a month. You know, we didn't have that. It comes from the state or the federal. So then you're trying to balance her budgets. And there's, you know, each of them gets to live off about $45 a month or something like that. And, you know, yeah, it wasn't. But it was an awful disease. So that's why I started it. We're going to branch out this year. Some of the money is going to go to smaller organizations that are helping, such as the police department. The police department played a big role with my mom because she ran from Harvest so many times. They would have to deal with her, and they have to deal with those people and have to know. So I'm going to probably try to help out with that way as well, with Project Lifesaver and other things like that.
Yeah, I've heard tell, and we've had guests in the studio talking about trying to make it an Alzheimer's-friendly community. And, you know, so maybe some of the money could be used for taking those steps, too.
Yeah, right? And, you know, that was my mom. She was wandering from Harvest, so she was at Quick Trip numerous times. And nobody knows. I mean, and I'm not saying they're unfriendly, but to understand and how to deal with someone that may have that, and be wandering around and you're wondering, well, she's probably just a little crazy. When she has a physical disease or a mental disease, can you get to your supervisor, or can you turn somebody over that way? More training. And ADRC here in town, I may be prejudiced, but they do a phenomenal job. Pam does a great job with that as far as talking about it.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media,
I'm Bo.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID. Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people he handpicked, several who have voiced vaccine skepticism.
Yesterday, the former head of the CDC said she was fired by Kennedy because she refused his order to pre-approve new vaccine recommendations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move. Disney, the parent company of ABC. And this is ABC.